But he'd only believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm hoping that each of you had a good, happy new year bringing it in and that we are here. And I think it's great that we get to start the first day of the year with celebrating the Lord and celebrating God and his goodness. And so this morning, we just want to step into worship and step into a time of us being together here in the presence of the Lord. And so God bless you, each and every one.
Amen. I want to read a scripture this morning from Isaiah 42, verse 9 and 10. Says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, and sing his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlines and you inhabitants of them. So this morning, as we stand and we worship him the first day of the year, forget everything that happened last year, whether it was bad or good, and just focus on what the Lord is doing for this year, for 2023. So I just wanted to read that to you this morning, and we're going to get started.
Thank you. but sleeper. He is risen. We are risen with him.
This morning, because it's, if you have fear, you don't have faith. So we want to have faith and not fear this morning, right? Yeah. Let's turn it into praise.
Because all of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment. And
come on, stay there.
And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment.
Sing it out.
All
faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. And there is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you.
I seen prodigals return. Oh, you. I tell you this day, leave the past behind. For today is a new day and this is going to be a new year. I am turning things around. People have let go of you, and I've asked you to let go of people, and I've asked you to let go of things. But I will never let go of you.
Because you are.
they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the time will never change. They haven't seen what you
Power in your name. people are wondering, this is for some people, not for everybody, disclaimer. Some people are wondering when their miracle's going to happen because they've been praying and believing and hoping and trying to hold on for so long that they feel like their grip is about to slip any moment and they're just going to fall off because hope deferred makes the heart sick. But sometimes, and all these songs we're singing about is healing, and healing is possible, and God is more than capable of doing that any time. But see, God's a gentleman. He's not going to come take something from you that you're not willing to give. Now, we're willing to give the pain of the ailment, but sometimes we're not willing to break up with the sympathy that we get from that ailment. We cannot be healed from something that we enjoy the sympathy and the attention. That's called a victim spirit. So in order to pray for that healing, hear me, someone, not everyone, hear me now. If you want to get healed, we have to rebuke that victim spirit off of you. And again, God is not going to come take something from you that you're not willing to give. He is a gentleman. He does not do that. So, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by permission of our Heavenly Father, we rebuke any victim spirits that are in this room and in this church right now. In the name of Jesus, we call you out and we command you to go. In the name of God the Father, Yahweh.
just take a few minutes this morning, and I want you just to surrender everything to the Lord. Lord, we just give it all to you, Lord God. We give every dream, every hope, Lord God, every feeling, God. We just surrender willingly to you this morning. Oh, just create in us a clean heart, God. God, we want more of you, less of us and more of you than ever before.
Every storm.
Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus won my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus won my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the street. I know there is peace within His presence.
great way just to get our hearts ready. We just speak Jesus over your family, over your life, over your 2023. And since we weren't here for Christmas, we just want to bless you with a special that we've been working on. But just what a great reminder that this year you need to just make sure you give Jesus your heart. You can be in thousands of different places amongst thousands of different people, but you can still commune with God in the midst of a crowd. You can still talk to him. Jesus, what do you need me to do? Or Jesus, give me strength. Jesus, give me wisdom. And you can just give him your heart. So I just challenge you today. Just commit everything that you do to the Lord. Whatever your hands you put to this year, wherever your feet go, God, where do you want me to go? Where do you want me? Give him your heart. He wants all of us.
Amen.
He could care less of what we're wearing today, what shoes we have on our feet, what car we drive.
Yeah.
But is your heart his? Because if it's somewhere else, it's not his.
Come on. That's good.
Thank you. All right, amen. Let's give Jesus another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. We get to come as we are and give him our best, amen. And we'd like our pastors to come up here real quick, because as a church, you have done your best. We know that, pastors, we want you to know that we love you. Okay, you mean a great deal to each one of us in your own way, and we're appreciative how you pastor us with integrity and with love and with passion. And the church has come together and has given into each one of you to give you guys a love offering, you know, in spirit of the Christmas season, giving and how you've given to us. We just wanted to give back to each one of you. So we love you. Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for all that you do for us.
Well, Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you. We love you all. You don't even have to. Thank you so much. We say it every time. The best gift God has given us, besides Jesus and my grandbabies, I'm sorry, they went first. Then you all. Amen. Okay, you go before them, baby. And then them. Amen. Amen. We love y'all. And we can't believe it's 2023 already. Amen.
Amen.
This is crazy. But yes, I'm excited for what this year is going to bring.
Yes, I am.
I'm excited. 2022 was a fight from beginning to end.
Amen.
And I've never seen a fight that was that big and that hard to fight for give something wonderful at the end. Amen. When you fight in the name of the Lord,
amen,
the outcome is going to be way better than you can ever imagine or think. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. I'm telling you, I love what the Lord spoke through Marie. It is truth.
Yes.
It is truth.
Amen.
You have to look at yourself sometimes and say, what is my part in this? Now, don't blame yourself, but look at yourself in the mirror and say, what part do I have in this, Lord? Show me, reveal, and I'm going to let it go. And you got to be willing to let it go, because no attention is worth the attention of Jesus.
Amen.
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 And the closeness.
That's right.
When you start letting things go, because when you start letting things go, your value starts to raise and raise and raise, because you understand who he is. And if you understand who he is, then you understand who you are.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Woo. I drummed. That's exciting. I know it's not exciting for all of you, but it's exciting for me. They threatened me 100 times, but I did it. Amen. Y'all having a good day? You're so quiet. Amen. Amen. So we've got the women's Bible study / breakfast coming up this Saturday. So we'll want to be here at 9. We're going to eat normal, and then we're going to come in here. Amen. So we're going to come in here, and then we're going to do communion. We're going to, we have a foot washing planned for those who want to participate. Don't let that make you stay home if you're like, ew, I don't want nobody touching my feet. Don't worry about it. Just come. We won't touch your feet. But please come. Amen. It's going to be a time of restoring, refreshing, increasing God in us, and just refocusing to him. Amen.
Amen.
So I encourage you all to come.
Amen.
That's all I got. I'm going to take this, okay?
Okay. All right, babe. Well, what we're going to do next is, I think we're going to start the year off with a little communion ourselves. So we're going to take time here for our own communion. And we're just going to go right here to the scripture. And we're going to see what the Lord says. And so at this time, if you would, everybody can come and gather up your communion. Very good. And it says in the scripture, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that for I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So every time we take communion, we're doing it in remembrance of the Lord and his work and what he's done for us, and that he's going to return for us one of these days. And so we want to take the bread today, and we're just going to eat that in remembrance of him and the work he did for us. And then it says, after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this cup, bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And so this morning, we want to drink this in remembrance of him and in the work that he's done for us. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray over this communion time, Father. And Lord, we just want to start our year out, God, with the fact that you are primary and number one in our lives, Father God. We honor you today. And with this communion, we give thanks in remembrance of what Jesus has done for us, Father, and that he's soon coming back for us, God. And Lord, we look forward to that day that he returns, and that when we all go to heaven, Father God, and celebrate your goodness, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So at this time, I guess we'll release the children. If they're already gone. Okay, very good. Then we're going to be thankful about today and about this goodness that we get to start the year off with. You know, I think it's amazing because I don't believe for one minute that it's by chance that we get to start this year off on a Sunday. Amen? I'm telling you that I believe that this is part of the divine order of the Lord, that we just get to start this day off, this year off, with a dedicated day to him and his goodness. Amen? And I believe that God is already speaking to us this year about what he wants and about his goodness. And so we're going to take a look at the Bible, and we're going to take a look here. And it says in Acts chapter 3, it says in verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And I just want to say that I believe that this is going to be a year of refreshing. Amen. This is going to be a year of just being recalibrated with God, and all of us being able to recalibrate and know who the Lord is. Amen. I just believe that this is going to be a year where we're going to see outpourings from the Lord and refreshing come upon us, and just hope being restored upon people. And I believe that God is just going to touch us in a mighty way. And I believe that for his people and for Christians, that we're going to be able to see things even with the world going crazy. Amen. I want you to know something, that the Lord says in his word that seek him and he will be found of us. Amen. And if we seek him, he will be found. And what that means is that you're going to see the Lord. His disciples said, Lord, how will we know you and the world know you not? And he said, because those who make their abode with me, I will abide with them. Amen. And the Lord will abide with us, and he will show us some things that maybe even though the world can't see, we're going to be able to see. Amen. And we're going to be able to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen? Because that is what God is going to do. And I believe that this year, like I said, it's significant that we get to start the first day of the year on a Sunday and get to celebrate His goodness and get to celebrate all that He's doing for us and in us, and that the Lord has brought us through 2022, which has been a year within itself. Amen? Amen. And it says in the Bible here, it says in Ephesians chapter 5, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I want you to know something. That one thing that's going to be critical, I believe, this year is that we need to be filled with the Spirit. Amen? And we need to be speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know, I want to just remind you, when we start the year out, that it's a time to refresh yourself with just your whole relationship with God. Amen? It's a time for us to recalibrate. You know, sometimes we get busy over the course of a year, and before you know it, we get busy and we kind of lose ourselves and we aren't finding ourselves doing what we normally would. Maybe we're not seeking God the way we normally would. Maybe we haven't set time aside like we normally would. And it's time for us to recalibrate all of those things and set ourselves so that we can be refreshed of the Lord. Amen? And reset ourselves so that God can come in amongst us and be who He is. He's the God of all things. Amen? He's the God of our lives. Amen? And He needs to be the center focus part of our life so that He can do and be exactly what He wants to be. And I guarantee you that we're going to see Him moving and doing great things in our life as we let Him have room to move and Him have room to do what He wants to do. It says in Colossians chapter 3, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in the word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Wow, I tell you what, it's amazing that the scripture just confirms itself again, that we need to make sure that we have psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. You know, sometimes people, we just need to keep our mind set on God throughout the day. You know, even if you're busy working, you can still hum in your heart. Even though you're busy working, you can still pray in your mind, and you can still just give your life to the Lord and just let Him be a part of your everyday to-day activity, because as you do that, God is working on your behalf. Amen? God is working with you. He loves you. He wants you. He desires you. And He's with you in each moment of your life. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we open our hearts up and that we spend time seeking the Lord. Amen? It says that God inhabits the praises of His people. Amen? And so we want to make sure that if God is going to inhabit the praises of His people, that we are a part of those people that are giving Him room to move into our lives and to be able to see Him do this. It says in Psalms 22, verse 3, but thou, O holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. I want you to know that it's our time to trust in the Lord. Amen? It's our time to trust in Him and to confide in Him. Amen? And you'll find that the Lord will deliver you. Amen? The Lord will deliver you and bring you out of every situation that you have to face. And it's important this year that we get alone with God. Amen? And that we spend some time with Him. I want you to remember that as busy as Jesus was with His disciples in Mark chapter 6, 31, right in the middle of all the busyness, He said, hey, come away with me. You know, because they hadn't even had a moment to rest. And He said, come away with me. And I'm telling you that I believe that starting out this year, that the Lord is speaking to us as a church and saying, come away with me. I believe that that's his words for us coming into 2023, is come away with me and be with me and spend time with me and seek me and let me be found in your lives. Amen? And so I pray that each and every one of you would take time to really consider your busy schedule and what we're doing to seek God, and just commit yourself to seeking him. Amen? And commit yourself to finding a way to let Jesus have his way within each time that you're doing anything. And give remembrance to what God has done for us. Amen? We want to give remembrance to what God has done for us. You know, I want you to remind you that, like when they crossed over the Jordan River, the Lord said, hey, take 12 stones and stack them up. And remind yourself and remember and teach yourself and remember to teach your children about the goodness of God. And so sometimes we need to remember the faith victories that God has given us, and we need to remind ourselves of those things so that we can, so to speak, teach ourselves again about the goodness of God. Amen? And I just want to take time here to look at a time when someone in the Old Testament had a time of refreshing, and we're just going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. And in 1 Samuel chapter 30, we find that King David and his men had went out to do a battle, and they ended up coming back to Ziklag, coming back home, and they found that everything had been taken. And so it says that David and all his men came back and found out that all their wives and children had been taken. So we're going to read in verse 4, it says, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know, I want to challenge you this morning that if you've been distressed, or if you've had hard, difficult times coming up against you, that you remember to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen? And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalekite's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And the ephod was a little apron or something that they wore every time they were seeking the Lord back in those days. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And I just want to tell you today that you might have been in pursuit of some things that didn't happen in 2022. You might have found yourself in some battles that just seemed unwinnable in 2022. And you might find yourself right now at a point of being distressed or discouraged, or at a place of hardship or difficulty at a time in your life. And I just want to tell you this morning that the Lord is sending you a message this morning that not only does he expect you to pursue, but he's going to help you overtake and recover all. Amen? And I tell you what, that I believe that this is something that God is doing for the church this year, is that he's setting us aside so that we can be ready to go after things, and he's going to be with us when he works with us. Amen? Amen. So it says that David, not only would he pursue, but surely he would overtake and without fail recover all. So David went, he and 600 men that were with him, and they came to the brook Beshor, where there was those that were left behind and stayed, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, and were so faint that they could not go over the brook Beshor. And if we read the entirety of this story, we would find out that not only did David come, pursue, and overtake, but he did recover all. In fact, he recovered so much that he brought back some gifts to those 200 men that couldn't go and fight, and then he gave out gifts to different parts of the nation, and just made it a custom that when he he won battles, that he, part of his winning was that he would give to other people and give to other nations and just do all that kind of stuff because he was able to do it. Amen? And because he was winning in the Lord and working within the Lord. So this year, a time of refreshing for each and every one of us, a time where we set aside our time to pursue God, and we're going to find him, and he's going to be refreshing us and strengthening us and helping us in every aspect of our life. Amen? Because that is what he does. And I just want to give us a little character here about who we are and reminding ourselves of who we are in the Lord. And that's going to be found in 1 Peter chapter 2. And I think I'm going to go to verse 9. And it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, exchange from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." And I just want you to remind yourself that you are a chosen generation. You are a chosen people of God. And during this time, God expected you and was looking forward to this time and this day, and he knew your life would be during this time. I want you to know that without fail, God knew that you would be here in 2023. And he planned you as part of this generation. It's not by accident that you're born when you're born. It's not by accident that you live where you live. It's not by accident that you become a part of what God has put in the area that you live in, because he has an expectation over your life. And the Lord has an expectation for each and every one of you that you would fulfill your part of his destiny. Amen? Because you have purpose and you have value and you have purpose in the kingdom of God. And God wants you to know that you need to discover that he's with you. Amen? And that you are a chosen generation and a peculiar people. You know, you are unique as an individual. You are a unique person. Amen? And you are made unique by God. You know, I know I'm a little on the strange side. Hallelujah. Amen. But, hey, praise God, all are you too. But we were made that way by the Lord. Amen. And we were made that way because he has a special place and a purpose for us. And he wants us in this year to be established as his people. Amen. And he wants you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Amen. I want you to know that you have an impact on people every day, and the Lord is bringing you into those places where you're going to impact people and where you're going to see your life is important to others, okay? And that you have something in you that is for other people. And people need you to be encouraged, and they need you to be serving the Lord, because guess what? Whether you realize it or not, for some of you, you are going to be the biggest contact people have of God. The way people are going to know Jesus is by knowing you and knowing your life. And amen. And seeing you and seeing how you do and seeing how you act and seeing how you are. And what you're going to do is you're going to touch people's lives, and they're going to be looking for the Lord, and they're going to find the Lord through your contact. Amen. Amen. And so we need to be sure that this year we know that we are people that are called of God to be people of God, amen? And to be the people that God is looking for, and to be the people that God is coming into, amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I have a prayer request here for Kinsey. Raquel requested that we pray for her because she has something going on with her eye. She has an eye issue. So I'm just going to pray for that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I put Kinsey before you. And God, we pray over this eye issue, Lord God, that you are the God of miracles. You are the God of healing. You are the God that sets free, Father God. And we just loose the working of miracles, and we just loose the healing into her, Father God. And God, we just pray in Jesus' name that this condition would be corrected, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we're just thankful for the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're going to, Amy's requesting prayer for Scott, Tammy, Emily, and Jordan. So, Father, we just pray right now over each one of these, Father God, that by your grace and your strength, Father God, you'd be upon them, Father God. Lord, that you would touch their life, Father God. And Lord, that right now you would minister to each and every one of them, Father God, out of your goodness, Father. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And we pray for Tiger and Kinsey. And God, we pray over this sickness, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you just touch them right now, Father God. We loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into them, Father God, and to just bring a quickening to their recovery, Father God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we pray for Tanja and her dear husband, Rick, Father God, that as they are struggling through sickness, Father God, you will help them and heal them, Father God. And we just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into them, Father God. And just that you would move on their behalf, God. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And right now, I just want to open the floor up this morning to pray for anybody that needs prayer this morning. So if you need prayer, I want you to come forward. And God is going to do some healing and just start this year out with what God has for us. Amen? Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you.
You know, this is a year that's up to you how it goes.
Yes.
You had an offering too. Somebody's holding up.
Oh.
But this is a year that's up to you how it goes. You can follow after the Lord through everything that happens and just stand and just walk with Him no matter what.
Yes.
Praise Him through it. Give Him glory, not for what, but for Him.
Amen.
Amen. That we get to walk with Him.
Amen.
Not for all things, but in all things we give Amen. Glory. Amen? Amen. And just walk with Him and watch Him take this year and make it like none other that you've had.
Amen.
Amen. I'm believing for myself.
Amen.
I'm believing, like, just put things out before the Lord that you sought the Lord about yourself. Looking in a mirror and evaluating yourself is always good. But don't Amen. Do it through your eyes.
Do it through the Lord.
Do it through the Word and through the Lord. Amen? Because you're always way more critical of yourself. Well, and then there's some times that we don't want to see the things that are wrong with us. The anger issue that we have. The bad attitude when certain things happen. I have to face that. There are times that my first response is negative, and I've been working on this all year, right? And so this is a change I want to make, because God's response, His first response is not negative. His first response is always good, amen? And so look in the mirror and pray and ask the Lord, what do you need me to work on this year? Make goals with God, amen? Don't have to be resolutions. Whoever finishes a resolution, give me a break. But when I make a promise with God,
Amen.
I'm more likely to follow Amen. Through. And I want deeper. I want a deeper relationship Amen. With Him. I want to not move without Amen. Him telling me to move. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And just real quick before Phil does offering, we have some cart containers that need to go out in the shed. That's what we want to call it, the container outside. If there's anybody, I was going to say men, but sometimes women like to help too, but if there's anybody that would like to help us take those out real quick right after service, if you've got a few minutes, please come and see Logan, and we'll get those things out real fast. That's all I have.
Did we forget about snacks? Praise God. Well, we're going to take up the first offering of 2023. Amen. Then I'm glad you guys reminded me that I forgot already. I had to have a couple envelopes waved at me for me to remember. But I don't want to take away your moment from the goodness of God. Amen. You know, because the Bible says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, so there will be meat in my house. And prove me now with here the Lord, saith the Lord, if I don't pour you out the blessings from the windows of heaven, amen, and that He doesn't rebuke the devourer on our behalf, amen. So we want to make sure that we're valuing those things and we're valuing what God does. And so this morning, we're going to go ahead and pray and bring up the offering buckets and let you guys bring forth your offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray right now your blessing over the offering today, Father God, and over everybody that's here this morning, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it, God. And we thank you for your goodness, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you open the windows of heaven over your people's lives, Father God. I thank you that you rebuke the devourer on their behalf, Father God. I thank you that you give into their lives as they give, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that your blessing is upon each and every one. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, I want to say praise God and happy new year to each and every one of you. And we just want to be thankful to the Lord that we get to start a new year and just see what he has for us. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless each and every one of you.